The long-range goal of the refocus step is, of course, never again to perform a compulsive behavior in response to an OCD thought or urge. But the intermediate goal is to impose a time delay before performing any compulsion. You're learning not to allow OCD feelings to determine what you do. Sometimes the urge will be too strong, and you will perform the compulsion. This is not an invitation to beat yourself up. Keep in mind, as you do the four steps and your behavior changes, your thoughts and feelings will also change. If you give in and perform a compulsion after a time delay and an attempt to refocus, make a special effort to continue to relabel the behavior and to acknowledge that this time the OCD overwhelmed you. Remind yourself, I'm not washing my hands because they are dirty, but because of my OCD. The OCD won this round, but next time I'll wait longer. In this way, even performing a compulsive behavior can contain an element of behavior therapy. This is very important to realize. Relabeling a compulsive behavior as a compulsive behavior is a form of behavior therapy and is much better than doing a compulsion without making a clear mental note about what it is. A tip for those who are fighting checking behaviors, checking locks, stoves, and other appliances. If your problem is, say, checking the door lock, try to lock the door with extra attention and mindful awareness the first time. This way, you'll have a good mental picture to refer to when the compulsive urge arises. Anticipating that the urge to check is going to arise in you, you should lock the door the first time in a slow and deliberate manner, making mental notes, such as, the door is now locked. I can see that the door is locked. You want a clear mental image of that locked door. So when the urge to check the door seizes